This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hot weather, the scorchers in the Northwest and the Northeast on the other side of the U.S. It's all about the weather and time, and now the toll it's taking on rescuers that are really turning into the search for bodies, let's face it, in Miami. And the governor of South Dakota wants to lend a hand to Texas. Going to send National Guard troops. What's that all about? We're going to talk about that in this hour of the show. Plus, we're going to hit the mailbag. Plus, Tom Jefferson features heavily coming up in our next segment. I think I've talked about this before, maybe because I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and I love that sense of history. Ben Franklin, the founding fathers, Tom Jefferson. And because I really believe in states' rights, and that was so much what Tom Jefferson was about, we are going to talk about him as we're getting close to the 4th of July. Hey, hey, everybody, wherever you're listening to me, pull up a chair, relax, take a load off, and thanks for joining us. Remember, you can always hit me up 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We are flooded every day with your virtual offerings, and we will hit them in our third segment when we go to the mailroom. All right, first let's talk about Miami, because the condo collapse is on a lot of people's minds. One, because of other buildings that people feel aren't safe in the U.S. Perhaps you live in a condo with lots and lots of floors, and you wonder about inspections, and maybe it's a little bit older. I think there's a lot of questions because of what happened in Miami. Now, remember, with the floods that have happened due to hurricanes, weather and lots of rain, I think that led to some of that sinkage. But there is no question that there were problems there, and that's what a lot of engineers independently are saying. There was even a report back in 2018 that talked about the need for securing areas of the building. So emergency crews at the site of this collapsed condo are battling a smoldering fire. There's that debris that's dangerous. And, oh, yeah, if they go in the wrong direction, who knows what happens to the other side of the condos? Because, remember, the whole building didn't come down. So you got water, heat, time, and all kinds of crazy factors. And it makes it much more harder to find bodies, by the way, and identify the dead. The longer the search takes, the more likely it is that human remains will have decomposed. And to me, when something horrific like this happens, we all know it, where is the closure? And perhaps you never really find that closure, but there is something about being able to bury your dead that brings a sense of coming full circle, even in a tragedy. So this is the sixth day now, going into the seventh day of this work since the collapse. And they're saying they consider it a rescue mission, not a recovery. But no one's been found alive since last Thursday. There's just pulverized concrete, twisted metal, and dangling awful debris scattered all over the place. And it really probably comes down to DNA analysis is what forensic scientists will end up doing. That DNA identification is going to take weeks, maybe longer, maybe months, because of the amount of people you're talking about, even though there's been some incredible advances when we talk about technology. I mean, that was one of the things that happened in 9/11, because the victim identification effort is still happening with the buildings that came down. It was so awful for so many people that they couldn't have anything of their loved one who was in one of the two towers or on the ground for that matter. So DNA has changed. Technology has really advanced, and that is the good thing on that side of it. It still would be tremendous if there was some amazing miracle and somebody or other victims were found, but it seems so highly unlikely that somebody's going to be found in this Champlain Tower South condominium disaster in Surfside, Florida. You know, they're looking for all kinds of things, IDs, pockets, purses, clothing, anything anybody would recognize. You know, there is no good side to this, but if you're looking for any kind of a teeny, teeny silver lining, most of the people were asleep when that building collapsed because it was 1 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. But on the other hand, they probably didn't have clothes that would make them identifiable to those that are recovering bodies or driver's licenses or any of that. So again, that DNA becomes huge in this. And, you know, you've got this ground beneath this complex that was just sinking. And sinking into the earth as early as the 1990s. Inspection reports for that collapsed condo detailed major structural damage over the garage. That's what happens when that gets ignored, sadly. But we can't wind the clock back. It has to move forward. So I think it's more about closure for the people that are waiting to find anything of the people that they lost in that wreckage, in what is looks like it was purposely torn down. So what's up with the South Dakota governor, and why is she sending troops to the southern border? She announced her intent to deploy the National Guard to assist in securing the border from those who are coming in illegally. There was a big press release that was pumped out. I got it today. And she said her decision is in response to the Texas Governor Greg Abbott's request for more help to help police the border. She says the border is a national security crisis that requires the kind of sustained response only the National Guard can provide. We should not be making our own communities less safe by sending our police or highway patrol to fix a long-term problem that she says President Biden's administration seems unable or unwilling to solve. So my message to Texas is that help is on the way. And that's what's exactly what's happening. Both governors said that cartels are smuggling fentanyl, human trafficking victims, illegal guns, and convicted criminals through the southern border. There is truth to that for sure. The Republican governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis, also says he's going to send law enforcement to Texas and Arizona because he says the Biden administration is failing to do anything constructive about what's happening at the border. By the way, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported this month that they had encounters with 180,034 migrants in May. Over 60% were turned away under public health restrictions that happened during the pandemic. So those aren't the highest of numbers, but they're not the lowest either. There is absolutely a problem at the border, and we know this and we've talked about it. From the very time I think I cracked open the mic on this show, this has been an issue. It's been an issue in some of the areas that were mentioned, especially in Texas and Arizona and parts of California. Not so much the crossings you see at Tijuana or Juarez, that's different, versus the space that there is for these coyotes or human smugglers, if you want to call them that, to get the people over the border. And they're making big bucks, so there's more incentive to do that, if you will. All right, coming up next, we're talking about Thomas Jefferson and his impact on our government and such on the flip side.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
So the 4th of July is coming up, and 4th of July, it's interesting. For me, I mentioned this already, I grew up just outside of Philadelphia, and it was always a big deal to me, the whole Declaration of Independence. I was fascinated from the time I was a kid about the founding fathers and how the government was established and all things related to breaking away from the king and visiting the battlefields and all that stuff. So it's perfect to have Josh Charles on with us, an Epic Times columnist and a former White House speechwriter for Vice President Mike Pence, also a number one New York Times bestselling author and historian, to talk about Tom Jefferson's top 10 rules for life, just in the nick of time. Thanks so much for coming on, Josh.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
So let's, first of all, because you're a historian, so the impact Thomas Jefferson had on our nation and what we celebrate on July 4th, what do you think it was? I mean, obviously, everybody's going to say he had an impact, but what do you think?
Well, I think he really puts the left lies to it really shows them for what they are. The reason I say that is because I'm thinking of a letter that Abraham Lincoln wrote where he said, it was like all honor to Jefferson or hail Jefferson, something like that. He was saying that in the heated moment of a revolution, you know, in the Declaration of Independence, he put in this abstract principle that Lincoln said would be, you know, a warning and a stumbling block to all forthcoming tyranny, and you know that our rights come from our Creator and that governments are instituted to protect those rights. And so, you know, Lincoln appealed to that, Winston Churchill appealed to that, Frederick Douglass appealed to that, Martin Luther King Jr. appealed to that. So, you know, Jefferson is the one who really put these timeless principles in there that while he himself was not obviously living up to it perfectly, as were some of the other founders, nonetheless, they remain in many ways completely true through all time, and a rebuke and a stumbling block, as Lincoln said, to all harbingers of future tyranny.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're jettisoning a thing for that.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree.
Just a always, little thing, you know.
Yeah, just a little thing. Always my favorite. Always my favorite. Along with some, a little Ben Franklin thrown in. You know, I like some of Franklin. Was an eccentric kind of guy, but definitely
yeah.
contributed and chipped into some things that I think are still very relevant today.
Yes, for
yeah.
sure.
Definitely. All right, Tom Jefferson's top 10 rules for life. What are his top 10 rules?
Well, these were from a letter he had at the end of his life, and it was a really touching letter. There was a family that named one of their sons after him, so Thomas Jefferson, and then his last name was Smith. But they named him his first and his middle name, Thomas Jefferson. And so he gives this wonderful letter, and it actually has a beautiful introduction that I think is very relevant to today. And this was his overall advice. Then he gave, you know, top 10 individual pieces of advice, but he said, adore God, reverence and cherish your parents, love your neighbor as yourself and your country more than life, be just, be true, murmur not at the ways of providence, which means don't complain. So shall the life into which you have entered be the portal to one of eternal and ineffable bliss. And so, you know, this idea that when we're born into this world, we're born with a set of duties, and only by complying with those duties can we attain happiness, both temporal and, as Jefferson said, even eternal happiness. And, you know, especially as far as today, where many of us, I don't know about you, I suspect you have, you know, traveled to a number of places in the world. I have as well. I've been to all the continents except Antarctica. And whenever I come home, I find that I'm always extremely grateful to live in America, very grateful for our country. And that's what, you know, that's what's called the virtue of patriotism. It doesn't mean that your country is always right. There's plenty of things our country's done that aren't right, things that the government has done that I don't agree with. But I still believe in that fundamental virtue of patriotism, just like the virtue of honoring your parents. It's when you honor your country like you honor your parents for things that you can never fully repay. Your parents, you know, they provide for you. They cover, put a roof over your head. They give you food in your stomach. And in a similar sense, our country provides a place of safety, a place of security, a place of prosperity and possibilities that we could never provide for ourselves. And so when he says, murmur not at the ways of providence, that particularly strikes me today because, that, you know, remembering that gratitude that we owe our country, regardless of its imperfections, is something I think we could really stand to regain today.
I so agree. Virtue of patriotism. And you're right. I've traveled all over the place, and I say this all the time. Despite differences and things, that some things that I don't like, America still is the greatest country, I think. And every time I come back,
yeah.
I feel very, yeah. very fortunate.
For yeah. sure. Well, I can go through the top 10 really quick if you'd like.
Yeah, well, I wanted to cherry pick a couple of them. Let's do
sure,
that.
Sure.
So one of them he says, and I think of the procrastination thing, his number one, we'll go right to this,
yeah.
his number one rule was never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Was he that kind of guy, or did he have any procrastination in him?
I think Jefferson half lived up to this. In some serious ways, he failed this rule himself, notably in his finances. And also on the slavery issue, you know, he was in theory very opposed to slavery, but he kept putting it off and kept putting it off. Now, there's some complexities with all that. You know, the law in Virginia made it a little more difficult. You couldn't just, you know, emancipate a slave, you know, just like that. There were some more complexities involved. But overall, this was, you know, this is the great stain with Jefferson, is the man who was saying that all men are created equal. You know, he fundamentally lived himself as if all men weren't equal, you know, because he enslaved some of them. And so that would have been, you know, the main thing where he procrastinated. But as far as applying it today, I think it applies in many, many realms. But as we're seeing with the runaway government spending, the increasing inflation, I would argue driven by our monetary policies mostly, you know, we've been putting off till tomorrow what we can do today for decades now, at least since the 60s or 70s. And I'm concerned the price will come due here pretty soon for my generation. I'm a millennial, and your generation as well, and Gen Z. And so we have been violating this rule big time. And there's no free lunch. And at some point, the price will be due.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And there's some other policies, I would say, that would fall into that same category.
Totally.
It's interesting, you know, like you think of the situation at the border, right? So Reagan was all over this in the beginning, and ever since I've been in talk radio, this we've been talking about the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very, just a little movement here and there, but never all the way fully to, okay, here's what we need to do, here's what we need to adopt, and here's how we can streamline this, fix this, figure this out, and then it gets worse and worse and worse, and then everybody is furious, and there's a lot of finger pointing, and I mean, we could talk all night about that. How about if we go from 1 to 10, and
sure.
Number 10 was when angry, count 10 before you speak. If very angry, 100. So then it makes me wonder about the temperament of Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. I think he was actually pretty good at this one. He was, he was famously quiet at the Continental Congresses. And when he spoke, even his inaugural, you know, a lot of people could barely hear him. You know, we have the prepared remarks. But when he gave his inaugural speech, you know, people could barely hear him. He was just speaking barely above a whisper. So he was actually pretty good at keeping his temper in check from everything we know. But, you know, again, applying it to today, you know, Jefferson knew that what distinguishes human beings from animals is that we have a rational brain. What, you know, I'm a Catholic and what the church would call a rational soul. And that rational soul allows us to perceive what is right and wrong and choose. That doesn't mean everything's always crystal clear, but in general, we can perceive right and wrong, and we can choose with free will to do what's right. And so Jefferson believed that, and so that means that if you're going to live according to our human nature, which is to be rational, we need to keep our passions, you know, the things that draw us to overdo it with our emotions or with eating too much food or getting lust out of control or greed or power, you know, all these things that we're attracted to and tend to take us from the path of what's reasonable, we need to keep those in check. And obviously when we're angry, we're most prone to do that. And, you know, when you relate it to contemporary politics, you're talking about the finger pointing earlier. I think we could stand to do this. And actually, this isn't related to Jefferson, but there's one book I've recommended, you know, second after the Bible for a decade or so, and that's Neil Postman's book, Amusing Ourselves to Death, which he published in 1985. And it's basically about how everything in education and politics and religion had been dumbed down by electronic media into a form of entertainment. And it basically habituates us to only getting things in little, you know, snippets, when actually we live in a complex world with complex issues that require, you know, deep thought and deep dialogue, right? And so I think applying that lesson with Jefferson's rule, you know, when we're angry, count to 10, you know, if we're very angry, count to 100, you know, let's apply it with social media, you know, and I actually find myself doing that all the time. You know, I only post maybe about 5% of what I'm actually thinking or even start to type. Because I pull back a lot, or I've just gotten better at it over the years, and I won't even type it because I realize, I need to think about this more.
Yeah.
And, you know, people ask me to write columns all the time, and I like to do that, but I don't like it to the extent that it requires me to instantly react to everything because that's not very thoughtful.
Josh, thank you so much. Josh Charles, you were
my
tremendous.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another victim found.
Very unfortunately, one additional victim was recovered.
So the number of deceased is now at 12. The number of unaccounted is now 149.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava making that announcement at a Tuesday evening press briefing. The search continues at the site of the partially collapsed Champlain Tower, as Florida State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle said Tuesday that prosecutors will push for a grand jury investigation into the collapse. The White House also announcing that the president will visit the site on Thursday. And the House has passed a bill to remove statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285-120 vote Tuesday. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed it last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News. More on our top story now, as Lance Pry has more on the search and rescue efforts at the partially collapsed Champlain Tower.
As the Surfside, Florida rescue efforts continue, looking for survivors from the building collapse last week, local resident Michael Ruiz on Fox News describes the area and the people of the area.
Well, we live just down the street, and it's just overwhelming. There's an overwhelming sadness. Things are not the same down here. Everybody's just pretty much in the loom of just sadness of everything that's going on. It was so close to home, so close to each one of our own buildings, yes. You've got a building and you literally cut it in half, and with all these apartments just having everything sticking out.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And in a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court left the CDC's ban on residential evictions in place, the court declining to allow a federal court judge's decision to go into effect that would have lifted the ban nationwide. The moratorium is currently set to expire on July 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, oh, oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet, we're full boat again, which means just a ton of mail. You can contribute, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. Let me say it slowly. Somebody said the other day it was Bill, who was listening to us in New Orleans. He said, girl, slow that roll. So he's saying that he was trying to figure out what the address was, what the email address was. Very easy. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I made it easy so that you could figure it out, right? Regardless, lots of people have figured it out. How about this one? This one is from Robert. And Robert says, hi, Kate. I heard what you were saying about Australia. I feel so badly for the Australians. I've come to really have a soft spot in my heart, kind of, for these Aussies, because I've listened to your show, and you've had a bunch of Australians on who have written books. And I always think they have such a clever sense of humor, no matter what they seem to be talking about. And I like that they're from all over the place. In fact, I even had my grandson look on a map and look at some of the different places that some of these people have come from that I've heard on the show. So I'm sorry that 10 million of them are in this perpetual hell of a lockdown, and we're free as birds over here in the U.S. Hopefully that situation changes and they squash that Delta variant that you've been talking about and I've heard other people talk about too, so that they can put another shrimp on the bobby. It's like such an American thing to say, right? But yeah, we've talked to people in Adelaide, Perth, Sydney, Melbourne, of course, just all over Brisbane, all over Australia. That's one of the fun things about the author's corner. Because look, I say everybody has a story, so let's hear other people's stories. And what are they talking about? And what is the deal with books, whether it's sci-fi or historical or just a really juicy crime novel or something about politics and et cetera. It has been a lot of fun. So thanks for that. I appreciate the nod. And I love that you looked up these different places that you could remember on the map. All right. This one is from Dean, who is listening to us in Wisconsin. Kate, I heard you talking about the situation happening with the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. I agree with you. It just seems so unlikely that he would end his run with the Packers that way after being the MVP. Is he that furious at the lame GM and the treatment that he felt he got, where he really didn't understand that he wasn't getting the love and should have been treated a little bit differently as far as an extension is concerned? I just can't imagine that he goes out that way and decides he's going to go to Denver or some other place. I would think he would come back. But then again, who knows? There's always the element of surprise, and what is the agent telling him, and what does it look like out there on the landscape as far as the situation of where he could jump in. And I think that's part of it. If he jumps back in with the Pack, there still is a great chance for the Packers to go far. Look what they did last year. This is still a really good, intact team. So I think it would be a mistake from that point of view if he wants to win another Super Bowl quickly while he's deep into his 30s, unless he becomes another Tom Brady. Yeah, it's so funny that he's playing golf with Tom Brady. There's that powerhouse golf foursome that he's part of. Of course, they're on opposite sides, and there's been some trash talking. But honestly, I have really good sources in Green Bay. I have longtime friends who have covered the Packers for a long time, and even a couple of writers that have only been around for a handful of years, but have great contacts. And the feeling is the ground is shaky, that there's no definites. Could he opt out of the 21 season? He could. I mean, does he really owe anyone anything? I don't know. There's a lot of different questions. Does he look at this team and say, you know what, I'm going to go for it for one, you know, we're going to dive into this and let's look at the season, and if I analyze it, I look at it, is this a team that could, I mean, is this a team that could go all the way back, to the Super Bowl? Could they put themselves back in that spot? It's tough. And it depends on how much his personal life is pulling at him, I think. And could it even be that he possibly gets out of the NFL altogether? It's a big question. There's no question about that. And like I said, I have lots of sources in Green Bay, and there's no definites. There's leanings. You know, so to me, it's like we are trying to read the cards, and he's keeping it close to the vest. Even with the best of the best that cover him, that know him, he's not really releasing what's happening at this point. Yeah, so keep your fingers crossed if you want him to come back and everything else. But I think it's you know, heads I win, tails you lose. Who knows? Right? That's the old joke. I don't have 50-50 chance. If I hear any good info, or I really feel it's slanting one way or the other, then I will tell you. All right, this one is from Christy, and it has nothing to do with the NFL or Aaron Rodgers or any of that. Instead, Christy says, hey, Katie, I am so troubled by some of this nonsense on planes and what is happening to people losing their mind when they fly. It seems like every time I flip something on, I'm hearing about another ridiculous argument or somebody getting hurt on a plane because they get bumped up from somebody who doesn't want to wear a mask or some other nonsense that goes on. What is wrong with people? Why fly? Why fly if you're going to cause all of that ruckus and be fined anyway and maybe get thrown in jail overnight. And the demand for flights, I think, is up. And so does this get worse? And is it going to be alcohol-free for a while? Or what happens? What's interesting, alcohol-free, it depends on who you're flying. There are basically, they're looking at when it comes back. Like American and alcohol, they're saying not until the fall, right? So I think they're judging this. The airlines is judging alcohol and the temperament that has of the passengers these days and what's happening and trying to figure out when it's right. So that's why they have banned alcohol sales until September's. Until September, and because they think that that adds the fuel to people freaking out, you know, and that there is something to like. What if you have a long flight? I mean, are we all used to masks? Are we still arguing about the mask thing? The thing is if you get on a plane, you know, this is what they're saying. This is the rules. So the rules say that if you get on the plane, you have to wear a mask. And do people feel like when they're wearing a mask, they're sick of it, they're tired of it, they decide, I'm aggravated, I'm antsy, I've been at sleep, I'm not getting alcohol? I don't know. I think there's different reasons. And then I think other people just are trying to start and pick a fight and trying to make a point, which is, you know, what kind of point are you making? And how does that feel when your bank account is a lot lighter by thousands and thousands of dollars and you make people have to wait because they have to land somewhere else because of your, you know, nonsense? All right, here's one from Patrick, who is listening to us in Connecticut. Kate, I decided for the 4th of July that we were going to have a staycation. Initially, I was going to go to the Jersey Shore, but I know that lots of other people are headed there and what they were charging for even an Airbnb and a Vrbo, et cetera, was, I thought, kind of crazy money that I could use for something else or a bigger trip eventually. So instead, I'm going to do the old-fashioned barbecue thing, watch a little NBA. I've heard you talk about the NBA and the playoffs. Maybe watch some other things like golf and play with the kids, etc. But I'm not going to be one of those people on the road. Even though gas prices have soared, isn't the number of Americans expected to be on the highway pretty darn high? You know what? It is. It's supposed to be, I think I saw numbers the other day. I said numbers on the air. The expectation is, it's unscientific, of course, 47.7 million Americans will travel between July 1st and the 5th for Independence Day. So more than 91% or 43.6 million are going to be on the road. So it's the second, they say it's the second largest travel volume on record. Even with commuting traffic still way, way, way below pre-pandemic rates. And especially where you're talking about going in the Northeast and the roads you would navigate there, I think they'd be pretty jammed, especially at the high times of getting, you know, getting down to the Jersey Shore from Connecticut, depending on where you're, depending on where you're going. And then gas prices are 7-year high, they're saying, is what it is. And some stations are actually, I just talking to someone about this today in the industry, in the oil and gas industry, some stations are running out of gas. I mean, seriously, the national average for a price of a gallon of gas is $3.10. It hasn't been that high, in case you were wondering, since the fall of 2014. So some stations are struggling to keep fuel in their pumps with the demand spiking over the past few months. And even with the restrictions lifted, the coronavirus restrictions lifted, and people, you know, want to get away. They want to go for a long weekend somewhere, and there's more demand for the gas. So, again, that's about delivery, and around 25% of tanker trucks are sitting idle across the country. So, yeah, there's a problem with the delivery. There is a supply problem, and then, of course, the price goes up. William Clark joins us next to talk about something revolutionary that he started in dentistry.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Very pleased to head off to London Links in Scotland for a conversation with Dr. William Clark. He's written a couple of fascinating books, and they're very different. One is Faces and Braces, and that's what we're going to start with. I got to tell you about him. He is, I'm going to say he's semi-retired, if you could even call him that, because he is like this guru when it comes to orthodontics and really dentistry. For 40 years, he's been in 50 countries teaching a technique he's going to talk about here called twin blocks. And he has the distinction, and I didn't know this until we talked off the air, of in 1990, he had the first teleconference in dentistry. Are you kidding me? That's incredible. When you, and anytime you have the first of anything. So people absolutely listen to Dr. Clark. And we are pleased to have him with us to talk about both of his books. But Dr. Clark, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, Kate, first of all, I would like to thank you for inviting me, because you're a very busy lady. You know, I've seen all the lectures, all the interviews that you've done, and you run into thousands. So, you know, this is a real privilege to be able to talk to you.
Well, thank you for that, but really the privilege is mine. Tell us about Faces and Braces, and tell us about twin blocks and that technique that really kind of put you on the map a little bit more.
Yes, okay. Well, twin blocks I developed completely by accident, because literally a friend of mine who was a dentist, we went to school together. His son had prominent upper teeth, and he fell and knocked out his central incisor. Now, that meant we had to make an appliance that would bring his lower jaw forward without disturbing this incisor that was splinted back in, you know? And, you know, there was no appliance that would do that at that time, because all of the appliances to move the jaw forward were made in one piece so that, you know, the patient couldn't wear them all the time, couldn't eat with them. And twin blocks, it's like two blocks that fit together on an inclined plane. And the patient has to bite forward in order to close the blocks together. And that simple mechanism worked. You know, to begin with, I was just thinking, oh, we've got to keep that incisor safe. But as it happened, this mechanism caused the lower jaw to grow forward. And it's now well established, you know, lots of research has been done on it, that we can improve the face. This is why this is called faces and braces. We think in orthodontics in terms of braces. And braces move the teeth. That's one aspect of orthodontics. But the other thing that we want to do is to improve the face. Now, this used to be called functional therapy, using the forces generated when you move the jaw forward to correct the face. So you can have a receding chin, prominent upper teeth. You put these blocks in, and they guide the lower jaw forward so that the patient can now close the lips over their teeth. And the effect is to encourage the lower jaw to grow. So you don't just treat the teeth, you treat the face, you improve the face. And that's what is illustrated in this book, Faces and Braces. I'm going to show you a cover of the book. This is my granddaughter, Rebecca. Now, Rebecca starts off by saying, "My name is Rebecca, and I want to talk to you about orthodontics for you and me. Treat yourself to a brilliant smile." That's what it's all about, really. And that's what orthodontics is about, of course. But we're not just dealing with the teeth themselves. We're trying also to improve the face. So that technique is 45 years old. It's wow. Used in every country in the world. Ask your friends about it, your dental friends about it. They'll know what it's about. That was something of a revolution in functional therapy. So just 20 years ago, I developed another invisible technique. It's called invisible transforce orthodontics. And this one is to move the teeth, but is to move them using very light forces and using invisible appliances that fit behind the teeth. So this approach produces rapid tooth movements, and it reduces the time required to correct irregular anterior teeth. So, you know, I've been playing with these techniques for many years, I've lectured on transforce appliances for 20 years. It keeps me busy. It gives me something to do. I don't get bored.
I don't think you get bored at all. And so when people read Faces and Braces, I mean, again, you're transformational. And as you said, people are using these techniques all around the world. And it's about that confident smile. It's about how orthodontics changes your life. And I know, because I had braces when I was young, and I've been on television and radio, and I have to have good teeth. And it was a game changer for me. I still remember Dr. Cutler, my doctor. So when people read this book, that's what you want them to know. You want them to know about the procedures.
Yes, but it's not just about my stuff. I mean, this is a You know, I've used many orthodontic techniques over many years, and it's just to illustrate with pictures of patients the different ways that we can improve your teeth, your face, your smile. And that is really important. For example, in your job, it's really important to have a confident smile. And that opens doors. And it doesn't matter what job you have, you know, the same thing applies, really. So, you know, as I said, my granddaughter Rebecca appears on the cover to introduce Faces and Braces, and it's like a conversation with patients. Throughout the age range, from youngsters, you know, 7, 8 years old, to teenagers, and to adults. And if you missed out on treatment when you were young, it's not too late. You can still have it, and you can have it nowadays with invisible appliances. And, you know, I have adult patients who have worn twin blocks. In fact, a girl who was in my class at primary school, many years later, she was 45 years old. And I treated her with twin blocks, and her teeth always stuck out, you know. But, you know, she got through it, and I have pictures of her, not in this book, but, you know, that it was real fun to treat an old friend.
I bet. Yeah. And people can get Faces and Braces on Amazon, of course.
Yes, they can, yeah. Now, there's a little summary right on the back of the book. Are you anxious about your own smile or one of your family? Orthodontics can change your life. You know, do yourself a favor and you can smile with confidence. Treat yourself to a brilliant smile. That's the theme of the whole book.
Right, and that makes sense to me. We could talk about this all day long. Dr. Clark, thank you so much for talking about Faces and Braces, and what's happening in the industry is so interesting, and you are, of course, the champion of what the technique that so many are using, that people listening to the show probably can get, I know they can get, and they can change their life.
Well, you certainly can change your face, and you can change your smile.
And that's key, and I think that makes a big difference. So, again, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for listening.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show and this interview. Hashtag make it count, everybody. And hashtag smile big every day. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.